Samuel Colt's single-action revolver, known as the Peacemaker, is a staple to any story about the Old West. But chances are, we wouldn't ever have heard of Colt had it not been for an event that took place on January 4, 1847. This story is coming right up.
You've heard of the Easy Up Stirrup Extender. It drops 3 inches with the push of a button for easier mounting, then locks into place with the lift of a toe. Easy Up now has the Leg Saver Stirrup Swivel, the swivel that allows your stirrup to rotate 360 degrees or can be locked into any position. Now there's the Easy Up Leg Saver, which combines them both. It lowers the stirrup 3 inches and allows it to swivel 360 degrees. For more information, call toll-free 877-865-1497 or easyupstirrup.com.
Sending your dog to the groomer every month can get very expensive. Maintaining your dog's hair growth between visits to the groomer could save hundreds of dollars each year. Oster Professional Products, the leading manufacturer of grooming supplies, is offering premium quality tools for use at home. Each kit comes complete with a clipper, grooming accessories, and an instructional DVD. Clipping your dog is fun and easy and can save you money. These kits are available at local pet supply stores, in pet catalogs, and online. For more information, please visit us at osterpro.com.
As the story goes, in 1830, on a sea voyage to Singapore, Samuel Colt whittled out a wooden model of his revolving handgun. A year later, he made two working models and applied for a patent. At the time of Colt's invention, pistols were thought of as dueling weapons. The much more accurate rifle was preferred for long-distance shooting. For close-up self-defense fighting, most men of the time preferred knives. But Colt was sure his pistol would be in great demand. And by 1836, Patterson Colts were coming off the assembly line in Patterson, New Jersey. The Texas Rangers started using the Colt pistol, but they found it to be too light and didn't hold up well when used as a club to hit someone on the head. So Samuel Colt made a heavier model and called it the Walker Colt after Texas Ranger Samuel Walker. But the demands of the Colt pistols weren't great enough to keep his plant going, and in 1842, Samuel Colt went bankrupt. Giving up gun making altogether, he started designing submarines. Then the war with Mexico broke out and the U.S. government started looking for weaponry. And on January 4, 1847, the government placed an order with Samuel Colt for 1,000 of his .44 caliber revolvers. Colt 44s served the military so well that they kept placing orders. Now infused with capital, Colt developed a system of mass production and interchangeable parts, making his pistol affordable for the average person. And Samuel Colt never looked back. From 1850 to 1860, he sold 170,000 small pocket revolvers and 98,000 larger belt revolvers, mostly to civilians. If you enjoyed the Old West, you need to get your complimentary copy of our 1800s publication. Visit our website, chronicleoftheoldwest.com, and click on Sample Copy. Then get ready to be transported back to the Old West. This is Dakota Livesay.